You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This cheer is a little bit different than usual, and that's because it's not going to be as halachal. There are not so many practical applications that we're going to apply to this discussion. But what we really have to do is we have two sifim in the Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Shin Ches, and we have two sifim in the Shulchan Aruch that seem to contradict one another, one after the other, and we have to figure out how to distinguish between them. And the applications are going to be talking about the case that we'll see, are talking about different types of piles, either piles of wood, piles of stones. Could you sit on them on Shabbos? Now, what's really under that issue is when you have something that doesn't have a use, what do you have to do to make it, yes, have a use? So I originally named this year how to change a rock into a doorstop or a paperweight, which is something common. If you want to use, you want to keep the door open in your house, or you want to stop, you're learning a sefer outside you're in the bungalow colony, and you're sitting on one of those park benches outside, learning outside, and the wind is windy, so you want to just take a rock and put it on your sefer. What if you got the rock ready Erev Shabbos? So when I started learning this, I realized that's really going to be next week. So we'll get to that Be'ez Hashem next week, but this week, the one nafka mina that we will see is what happens, and you might have seen in, if you have a little kid's toy boxes, once in a while you might see an old cell phone there. Kids like to talk on the phone, pretend to talk on the phone. For little kids, toddlers, they like to pretend they're talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's a real cell phone, it's just a broken real cell phone. Right. So a real cell phone is either a klish malach le'iser, or if it's if you're very makpid on very careful about how you use it, maybe it would be mochz machzik some kiss, depending on how particular and uppity you are.
It's an iPhone 10 or if it's $1,000 iPhone.
Yes, it depends. Do you scratch your back with it? Do you use it as a paperweight? It depends on how you use it. But at least it's a klish malach le'iser. But once it breaks, that should make it a mochz machmas gufo. It's a useless piece of garbage. But the kid likes to use it.
It's a toy for them.
How do you transform something that's mukza to say, oh, now it's a toy?
You have to say it?
That's exactly what
you
have to
do. You see a kid walking around with it, it's basically
so
a toy.
That, does he have to work around it on Friday? Is it enough if he starts doing that on Shabbos? That's the sugya this morning. That's what we have to figure out. How do you transform something that's really essentially mukza, but I do want to use it? That's what we have to figure out. Let's say you have a broken vacuum cleaner, and the kid likes to play with the broken vacuum cleaner. Same Shaila. Any broken thing that a kid, or electronics or a device that's not regularly usable, what has to be, how does it transform to become yesakli,
a toy,
to get a shame toy? Yeah.
Or how about a kid takes a bike, takes a three-wheeler, turns it upside down, turns it into a station?
Okay, so a tricycle is not mukza. A bicycle is not mukza. The poskim want to stretch in very creative ways to suggest why it's usher to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. They don't really, between you and me, I don't think it's really, really, really usher medina to ride a bicycle on Shabbos, although I would never say that you're allowed to. It's certainly not appropriate. It's certainly a bittle of everything that Shabbos is. But to say, to stay, this is, gzeira, derabon, and XYZ, they didn't use bicycles in the olden days, and therefore we're not going to make up our own gzeiras. So it's usher, but it's not, we're not going to say it's usher with a capital, with a lowercase a, not a capital A. But certainly tricycles are not mukza at all. Kids could play with tricycles. So we're talking about things that are really mukza, that are really tools, whatever, and they use it, they've adopted it for their, you have a broken whatever, and they've adopted it for their, so that how do you transform that from being a broken piece of garbage to becoming a toy that is mutzal chatchila to use? So the sugya starts with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Charyos shel dekel. What in the world are charyos shel dekel? Says Rashi, anafim kashim keitz, they're hard branches, mishahukshu shidraos shel lulavin, v'naflu alin shalahen. Let's say you have a lulav, and it gets, dried out and hardened, and the leaves fall off, and you're left with the spine. That's karilan charyos. Those are charyos. So we don't have any modern equivalent of what charyos are. They're basically spines of lulavim that are hardened, and I guess people used to pile them up one onto the other to, I don't know why. But you wanted to, that you collected them to use for Eitzim. You collected it for use for firewood. And then after you had this firewood pile, you decide of v'nimlach aleim liyeshiva. So imagine, we'll see if this is really true nowadays, but imagine you have a fireplace. Maybe you have the bungalows don't have fireplaces, right? No. So let's say you have a winter chalet somewhere, and you have a fireplace, you have a wood-burning stove, and you have a pile of firewood, and it was collected for firewood, but you want to, you know, outside, the firewood is outside near the, you know, in the backyard. You want to use it to sit on it and to have, a little schmooze with family sitting around on these piles of firewood. So are you going to be able to transform what until now was muktzah because it was firewood, which is muktzah machas gufo, and now you want to use it as little benches? Could you move them? Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Kosher. You have to tie it before Shabbos. That's how you're going to transform the identity of this pile. Shmuel Amar Choshev. All you have to do is think in your mind on Friday, I hereby want to use this not as a pile of wood, but as a bench, as a little chair. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev. You have to sit on it. Now, Friday. Let's pause for a second. Yeah, on Friday, yes. Let's pause for a second. Rav Asi could be a chumra or a kula. When Rav Asi says you could sit on it, that means, let's say it's a chumra. It's not enough for you to think about it on Friday. You actually have to already sit on it, use it that way on Friday. Or you could say it's the opposite. Even if you don't think about anything, you don't designate it for any, you know, you happened once, a week ago, just happened
you
to,
sat on it.
You know, you had to, you know, tie your shoe. You happened to have sat on it for some random reason. There was nothing else to sit on, so you tied your shoe on, you sat down and tied your shoe on. That's enough, even though you didn't think of it as being a chair. So we could see Rav Asi in two ways. But look at the next few words. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev, Afal Pisha Lo Kishav, Afal Pisha Lo Kishav. So the Gemara clarifies that it's a kula. Rav Asi is a kula, and he says you don't have to tie it on Friday. You don't even have to think about it in your mind that this is going to be a chair. As long as once you sat on this pile, that already makes it into a kli, a chair, and it's not muktzah anymore. Says Rashi, Tzarech l'kasher l'kasher miyachem riba'od yom, because what does that do? L'hochiach, it proves, shel yeshiva omdim. Vim lo kasher miyachad, if you didn't tie it on Friday, also tatal namachar, to lo have a yichud b'machshava. The first opinion of Rav, who says you have to tie it, says you can't be miyached something with machshava alone. Thought doesn't suffice to change the identity of a muktzah machmas gubo. Piece of wood can't be changed to Kalim with your thoughts. That's what Rav says. Shmuel says, yes, thoughts do work. And comes Rav Asi, and he's the most mako, and he says, as long as you sat on it once on Friday, Afal Pi, look at the last Rashi, Afal Pi, Shloyo, Chishev, Alain, Leishev, Lamacher, Goli, Daito, the Shiva Kami. Once you sat on it, that's when Megala Daito, that this is a pile of wood, not just for firewood, but it's actually a seat. Yeah.
So sitting doesn't necessarily just sitting, using it in any way, let's say you put your foot on it to tie your shoes.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
What's the issue of sitting on it on Shabbos?
You're raising a very good question that we're going to get to in about 20 minutes.
I'm moving it.
If you're not moving it. You're right. No. You're raising a very good question. I was going to try to avoid that for another 20 minutes after. That's going to be the very last Mangan Avram. It's going to raise your the doctor is raising an interesting question that theoretically, I'll say Dr. Shastu's question two ways. A, if you're just sitting on something and you don't move it, that's not muktzah. There's no issur of muktzah. Muktzah is only with tilta. Okay, unless you are moving. Even if you are moving, you're moving it with your backside. And that's called tilta begufo, which also we usually assume is not moving. So here, the answer to your question, Dr. Shastu, is that let's assume here that you actually want to adjust the seat, adjust the stockpile to fit your tush comfortably, or you're actually going to adjust it to move it to exactly where you want it. So we're talking about you are going to be moving it with your hands. That'll be the easiest way to answer your question. But your question is very valid. Okay, so we have three opinions here, and we have to, I underlined it for a different reason, so ignore my underline for right now. There's another reason why I underlined it, which we'll see in a few minutes. So we have three opinions. What do you have to do with this pile of wood? Do you have to tie it, which is some kind of maisa? Do you have to have a definitive thought and a plan on it on Friday? Or do you need neither of those? And as long as once you sat on it, you didn't do a maisa with it, you just sat on it. You hear the difference between kosher and yashav? Kosher means you changed it. You changed the chayfetz. Yashav means you didn't change the chayfetz. You just happened to use it once. So which way do we paskin? So let's look at Tosis on that. Hold on a second. Tosis on that Amud right there. Tosis brings Rabbi Shimshon Hazakin Pasuk Kerav Asi, that whose maker that all you have to do is sat on it once, that's enough. Rabbi Natan Pasuk Kerav, the most chamerdika opinion that you have to actually do an action, do a maisa to this pile to change it, to change the physical pile to be a chair. So we have a stira from Kibbutz Kotze Ala Kotze. Okay, that's Tosis. Let's see the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam paskins. But we're going to start with the first halach in the Rambam to show a contrast. The Rambam is going to start talking about a nidbach shel avonim. Nidbach, I assume, just means a pile of stones. So says the Rambam, a pile of stones shechishev alav mibod yom, that you thought of about it before Shabbos in order to sit on it. Im lomdum, if you organize them, you set them up with your hand, you structured them, you ordered them. You have to set them up with your hands. You have to, Friday. You have to, shape it, prepare it with your hands.
What does it mean, choshav? He said, what do you have to do, choshav?
If you intend to use it as a chair on Yantiv, on Shabbos, then what you're going to have to do to be made, to permit it to be used as a chair is you have to be lomdom. Lomdom means to be masadim.
Choshav just means you thought about
it.
However, Charyos Shel Dekel, look what he says here. Charyos Shel Dekel is going to be more kal. Shegardon, shegadron le'etzim. Gadron just means you harvested them. You cut them off as etzim, as firewood. V'nimlach aleim me'erev Shabbos li'yeshiva. And you changed your mind Friday to sit on this wood pile. Mutal le'taltalan. So as long as you thought about it, that's enough. V'chein, right? That was, whose opinion is that? That's Shmuel. It says if you think about it, that's enough. V'chein, even if you didn't think about it on Friday, v'chein im yashav aleim ba'od yom, even that would be mutal le'taltalan. So he is Mekel like the most lenient Shita. So Tosis had two opposite opinions, and the Rambam is Mekel like the most lenient Shita. You don't have to do an actual Maisa of Kshira. As long as you even thought about it on Friday, or even if you didn't even think about it, but you once used it as a seat, that itself would be enough. Comes Beis Yosef just to put all the Shitas together. How do the other Rishonim hold? V'harif, v'harash, pasku kirav asi, v'chein da'as harambam, the most Mekel, that even if you just sat there once, even if you didn't have any intention on Friday that it should be a chair, as long as you once use it, that's a tzad l'hakel. V'kosav haran, umidika amar rav asi, af al pi shalo choshav, okay, we made that point. We pointed out that rav asi is the kula dikashit. He says, even if you sat on it once, even if you didn't think about it. Okay, that's the first half of this morning's. That's one sugya that we just finished. We're now going to go to another sugya. You'll see in a minute what we're going to do, and then we're going to have to compare the two sugyas. Let's now jump to Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Daf Hei Amud Beis. Turn to page 2, please. And we have a story. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was walking with his Talmidim on a hike. They went on a hike on Friday afternoon. Pamachas halach Rebbe l'makom echad v'matza nidbach shel avonim. He's going on a hike with his boys on Friday afternoon, and he gets to a pile of stones. And he says, guys, wouldn't it be really nice if on Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon, I gave shir on this right around here, and we all sat on these piles of stones? Mm-hmm. That's a perfect place. You know what I'd like you all to do now? I want you all to go think right now. I want you right now, each one of you, think that you're going to sit on these stones tomorrow, these piles of stones. And this way, tomorrow, you could come here and you could all sit on these piles of stones. And I assume move them. They're not going to be stones anymore, they're going to be chairs. Rabbi didn't require them to do any maisa to these piles of stones. Rabbi Yochanan's version of this story was, no, Hitzrichon Rabbi Lamaisa. Rabbi did say that they had to do something with their hands to change these piles of stones into chairs. My Amar Lahu? What was it that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he did have to do, that he did require his students to do a Maisa to change these stones into a pile? Into a chair. What did he tell them to do? Rabbi Ami Amar. What he said to them was, Tzu'u v'limdum. Go out and order them. Look at Rashi. Tzu'u v'limdum, sidru osam v'heshivum. be mesada them, you know, reconfigure them so that they're comfortable for sitting. But look what Rashi now says. Oh, let's skip the next Rashi, I'm sorry. And continue the line, the underlying line. You don't have to order them, you don't have to reconfigure the stones to be comfortable for your bottom. Rather, you should rub them to get rid of the dirt. Rashi says, v'shif shufim and hatit. Shehu knows leish, if you want to get off, if there are piles of stones and, you know, there's dirt there, so you're going to wipe off the dirt. And tomorrow, once you do that, that they're no longer mukta. And therefore, tomorrow when you come, you could
sit on them.
More than sit on them. You could ulamachar talam them. You'll be able to reconfigure them because they're not mukta anymore. Once you rubbed off the dirt to make them into chairs, come Shabbos afternoon, you could move these stones around to fit the exact, you know, everybody has a different backside. Everybody likes, you ever go, they're in different bicycle seats, right? Why do some people like the narrow bicycle seats, some people like wide bicycle seats, some people like hard bicycle seats, some people like soft bicycle seats. Everybody has different ways they like to sit. So if you, all you have to do, Rebbe's telling you, tell me them is rub, get the dirt off the stones on Friday. And that itself will make them into a din of a chair. And then these stones, you could configure them on Shabbos to fit exactly your bottom to, so that you'll be comfortable tomorrow. That, and you'll be able to do it on Shabbos. Ulamachar, says Rashi, tilamdom, you'll reconfigure them. Debamaisa kolduhu, all you have to do with this little rubbing off the dirt, nasekli. That's the esod here. You can make these this pile of stones into a kli by a maisa kolduhu.
Minimal.
Maisa kol, some right. action, some, oh yeah, you're not even doing something big. You're just rubbing off some dirt. Maisa kol dehu turns stones into
to show,
a...
basically symbolic. To show that it's
100%.
Yeah,
but remember, intent itself is not enough.
No.
You need a maisa.
Some
maisa is sufficient. What's the obvious question here? What did Rabbi Yassi say here? Rabbi Yassi said here, you have to do some maisa.
Right.
Turn the page back, please, to page one. We had Rav Asi today.
He said Yoshe.
The first source, Rav Asi said
sit on.
That all you had to do on Friday afternoon was, even if you don't do a Maisa, and even if you don't have any thought, all you have to have done is just one time have sat on it. Mm-hmm. So we have a steer in Rav Asi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be the answer. But yeah, you're going to have to explain yourself. The steer that we have here is a pile of sticks, Rav Asi said, and seems like the Rambam passing like Rav Asi. Even if you didn't think about it, and you didn't do a Maisa on Erev Shabbos, all you did is once sat on it, that's enough. And here when it comes to stones, Rav Asi says, you do have to do a Maisa, you have to do something to the pile of stones itself to transform it, to make it into a Kli. So what's the difference? Mandy's right. There's going to have to be a distinction between a pile of sticks and a pile of stones. Go find that. Could anyone think of a Chiluk? Because that's really going to be the main punchline of today's shiur. And therefore what? Okay, let's say. You're saying sticks are more naturally used for seats, and well, stones are less so, and therefore you need more of a mice for stones. I hear the svara.
When you sit on a stick, the whole pile may move.
And therefore... But we want to make it mutter to move. We want to do something to make both cases, either the pile of sticks or the pile of stones. I want to make it mutter for me to move with my hands. What do I have to do on Friday to make it mutter for me to move with my hands? Stira. By sticks, Rav Asi said, all you have to do is have sat on it once, even though you have no intention of using it as a seat on Shabbos, even though you don't do any maisa. And here, by stones, Rav Asi says, you have to do some maisa on Friday to prepare it, to change it into a kli.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What chiluk could we think of between? I'll give you a hint. I'm going to listen carefully to how.
The way the stone is today between the way it should be tomorrow. What do you ask?
I'm asking if I have a pile of sticks and a pile of stones. In order to make them into a kli, into a chair, that I'm allowed to move them tomorrow, to adjust them tomorrow on Shabbos, there's a stira. By sticks, all you have to do is have. You don't have to think about making this into a chair. You don't have to do a maisa to it on Friday. As long as once you sat on it, that made it into a kli, that made it into a chair, and on Shabbos you're allowed to adjust those sticks. But on stones, you actually have to do some maisa with the stones to change it into a kli, and only then will you be able to move the stones to make it comfortable. So why are stones more chamer?
Are the piles of sticks different than the stones? And one, stone is
mutzumat, it's kufa. Yeah, as a stick is.
Why? You use fire
Okay, you're getting somewhere. Therefore, what?
So what is the more difficult mukti? What's a harder mukti?
Okay, so let's. So you're asking, what's the gather of a stick that's omade to be firewood? Fine, it's going to be used for sreifa. So what's the status of a stick that's omid l'sreifa? It's a kli?
Yeah.
No.
It's a more practical.
Well, let's just finish this. I want to know what? A stick is not a kli. You learn kud, you learn taharis, you know that a stick is not a kli. There's no base kibble, there's no designated use. A kli means there's some designated use. You can't just have a that's not called a use. I mean a use that you could use it as some kind of tool, utensil,
yeah.
Receptacle.
Septica, yeah.
So it doesn't have a kli. If it's not a din kli, so you're right, it is malach to lister, I'll grant you, but not a kli shem malach to lister. I'll give you a hint, I'll tell you, it's muktamach maskufa. It's muktamach maskufa. Yeah, they're both muktamach maskufa.
It's very simple. You make chairs out of sticks, and you don't make chairs out of stones.
So that's what Mendy wanted to say. But why should...
No, people would sooner sit on stones. People would sooner sit on stones than sticks.
Get an action.
Exactly. What?
Wood has a greater variety of practicality.
So you're saying it's always easier to make wood into a kli, yeah. But it's harder to make stones into a kli.
No, but one would sooner sit on,
yeah,
a, on
yeah.
stones than sticks.
You could have sat on both, but what? You could have sat on both, but there are different halach. But the question is, do you need to?
Stones or bricks?
They're not bricks. They're not bricks. They're stones. They're not bricks. They're stones.
I think what you're saying is that the wood hypothetically could have had multiple uses when you started with it.
You're saying what Yankee said?
Yeah, I think what Yankee said is that wood could have had multiple uses when you started with it in the first place. The fact that you're using it for firewood is a separate choice. But hypothetically, when you cut it down, you could have used it for multiple uses.
It's not, it's raw material.
The stone is a stone. You didn't ever do anything to the stone. Go ahead and make use.
You can build a
building.
That's what Yankee said.
Okay, that's going to be much closer to... Did you look ahead? Did you see the Magid Mishnah?
I did.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay. So Rabosei, let's see how the Magid Mishnah answers this question. Again, the question is, how come Rav Asi, who it seems like we pass and says that in order to change sticks, you don't have to do any mice, but to change stones into becoming a kli, into becoming a chair, you do need some mice. Look at the Magen Mishnah in the middle of page 2. Magen Mishnah in Perek Chafei on the Rambam. By the way, two interesting things about the Magen Mishnah. First of all, typically, when you think about Mefarshim on the Rambam, you typically think Achronim, or at least you know the Kesef Mishnah, which is 1500s. The Magen Mishnah is the 1300s, and he already has a straight commentary, a running commentary on all of the Rambam. So it's, you know, you just have to imagine how the prestige that they must have held the Rambam in, even in the 1300s, and in the beginning of the 1300s, he's already, you know, having a whole, you know, Steers and Rambam. We think Steers and Rambam, you think Brisk, you think Reb Chaim. You don't think, you know, 1300s, you know, medieval Rishonim of, you know, Steers and Rambams. That's first of all. Second of all, his name was Rav Vidal. Rav Vidal.
Yeah.
It happens to be, this is a very famous tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is asked by a Kanai, are you allowed to give that non-Jewish names, you remember the tshuva, non-Jewish names, is there anything wrong with giving, you know, calling somebody, not a, I don't want to offend anybody here, Stephen, Michael, Fred, is there anything wrong giving a non-Jewish name, Beirut, a non-Jewish name to a Jew. Right? Is there anything wrong with that?
In addition to Jewish name or just exclusively?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Let's say exclusively. Mm-hmm. Could you name your son Tom? Yikari Shmo Yisrael? Tommy, Michael, Steve, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the truth, the Shaila is written with a venom, because he says, and we know that Chazal says, Shloshet Dvarim, that we resort to the Gula, Shloshina Shma, Mabusha, and Rav Moshe Feinstein responds very simply. He says, Jewish names are beautiful things, but there's no halacha that you have to give your son religious names. And what does he say? And I'll bring rayas from? And he brings rayas from various Rishonim and great Gadol. And one that I happen to remember is Harav Vidal. Right? You have Vidal Sassoon shampoo. We have Rabbeinu Vidal, the Magen Mishnah also. Okay? It's a French name, I'm assuming it's French, right? Vidal Sassoon is probably French. Vidal sounds French. Vidal Sassoon, maybe it's Jewish. Sassoon, maybe it's Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon.
Could be, okay. Maybe he's great. Maybe he's an anical from the Magen Mishnah. Okay, let's look at the Magen Mishnah. This Magen Mishnah is a two-liner, but this is the main punchline of the whole shiur today, because it's going to provide the contrast that we need to understand a stira in Shas, and which will also be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is going to be paskening this stira. Let's see. Yanki, can I just ask you, they have a shiur next to it. Can I just ask you to turn the lights on over there? There's a 10 o'clock shiur there. So it says Magen Mishnah. Yesh l'tmoa al Rabbeinu. Now, I'm sorry, before you see the Magen Mishnah, turn back to the bottom, to the Rambam that I quoted on the previous Amud. The Rambam, in Perek Chafei, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chafei, Halacha Chavav, quoted both of these dinim in the same halacha. Because they're unified, they're the same type of case. It's a pile. What do you have to do with a pile of dvarim that are not kelim, that are muktzmach maskuf? We have a pile of stuff, either a pile of stones or a pile of wood, and you want to make it into a chair. So by nidbach shel avanim, he said you have to do something with it. The Rambam said you have to move it and adjust it on Friday. And when it comes to charel shel dekli, he says all you have to do is sit on it. So that's the stira in the Rambam that the Magen Mishnah has to account for, which is the question we've been asking. So let's look at the Magen Mishnah. Yanki didn't miss anything yet. So it says the Magen Mishnah, Yesh l'tmoa al Rabbeinu. We have to wonder on the Rambam, Lama pasak l'mala k'man d'matzruch maisa. How come when it comes to nidbach shalavonim, the pile of stones, you have to, he says you do need a maisa, shekazim lomdom, you have to actually do a maisa, you have to arrange it before Shabbos. But by sticks, you don't have to arrange it before Shabbos. V'yesh lomar, Rabosa, listen to this. Shedas Rabbeinu, Dishani Charyos. Sticks are different. Why? Let's look at the next few words carefully. Di'ika de'kaimei li'yeshiva, v'ika de'kaimei le'etzim. There's two reasons why sticks are not natural. Sticks were harvested. If you remember, you probably don't, because I sort of passed by that word. The first Gemara that we saw, it didn't just say that you have a pile of Chariel Sheldekel of these lulav sticks. It says Chariel Sheldekel that were harvested le'etzim for firewood. That's the lashon of the Gemara. That means that there are sticks on a tree.
They're like logs.
You are harvesting them. They're pieces of lulav. They're lulav branches. You harvested them with an intent. What was the intent that with which you harvested them? You harvested them with them. The Gemara says explicitly the case of the Chariel Sheldekel of these sticks is that you harvested them for the purpose of firewood. Explicit Gemara. That's the case we're handling. Oh, in other words, I could harvest sticks for numerous purposes. I could harvest sticks like you said for wood to make. This is what Yankee did say. You could use sticks for building chairs, for building a house, for building whatever. Or you could harvest sticks for firewood, right? It happens to be that the case we're talking about is that you harvested it for firewood. But how did you make that designation? Your hands did the chopping, but chopping could be for anything. In your mind, you thought, oh, I'm going to use this for firewood. Since you did it b'machshava, what do you have to do in order to change it?
Another machshava.
You need another machshava. I know you... hold on. I'm familiar with the Gemara and Sukkah. We just learned it last week. Let's look inside again. Venir Ali says the Magen Mishnah. The shiny chariot. Why are chariots different? Why are these sticks, lulav sticks, different? Deika de kaimel yeshiva. There's sometimes these sticks are used for sitting on. Deika de kaimel eitzim. Vechan lo nasru. Here they became aser. They became mutza. Elam mipnei machshavto, like Mr. Kapel said. Shegodron leitzim. You harvested them for firewood. Umipnei kach. And since all that made them aser in the first place was your mental designation on Friday for firewood, guess what? Machsheves yeshiva motzia midei machsheva de le'etzim. Just like it became muktzah in the first place by harvesting it for firewood, you could change your mind and refocus in your mind these things on Friday for sitting on.
But you did a ma'aseh. It wasn't just a It was a mice. You chopped him for that.
The mice was cutting them off the tree, right?
It's all material.
But once it was cut, once you cut off the tree, you cut off the tree for one of two reasons. Your mice designated this cutting off the tree as firewood.
Right.
What does it become?
As opposed to...
What does it become? What kind of mukhsa? Mukhsa from the tail from after this?
No. Muktzamachas gufo.
Gufo.
Muktzamachas gufo. Muktzamachas gufo. It's not kelim shalachlis. It's not a clay. It's muktzamachas gufo. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's
calling this a machshav. He's not calling this a mice. He's saying because you of course you cut it off the tree. That's a mice. Yeah. But you did it for what reason? You could do it for two reasons. You could do it for sitting branches or for firewood. You did it for firewood. So now I want to do it not for firewood, but for sitting branches. So you're just changing the mental designation. Therefore, since it only became muktzah because of the mental designation could change it. Aval, nidbach shel avonim, leka dekayil yeshiva. A pile of stones are just a pile of stones. You didn't do anything, you never designated it for this or for that. Therefore, you want to make this pile of stones, the random pile of stones, and you're from the very start trying to make it into something, make it into a chair. You're going to have to do a maisa to show that they are a yeshiva. That's the chiluk of the Magen Mishnah. So he's distinguishing between how did it, if there are two possibilities for something, and it became muktzah only because of a thought, all you need is a thought to redesignate it. If something was essentially useless, and there are no options, and you want to say, oh, but I am going to use it as a pile of trees. It's not a pile of stones. You're walking through, you're going hiking, random, you're going hiking in the middle of the summer, you see a pile of stones. That's not a seat. It's a pile of stones. You want to make it into a seat? Okay, do something real. Do a maisa, reconfigure them, do a maisa, and that's going to make them into a chair. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, that's not what anyone says. This is more like, you have to have machshava. If you start something with machshava, you only made it muktzah with machshava in the first place, then you have to have, then you have to have a machshava or something.
Right, but Yankee hinted to it, because Yankee realized that wood could have one of two purposes.
Right.
So but that's
not,
that,
this
right.
Is not this
okay,
is
fine.
But wouldn't firewood be different than sitting wood? In other words, sitting it has to be flat and it has to be smooth. Firewood, you're just going to throw it in.
Now, Yossi is very smart because he's mechavin to the next line of the Magen Avraham. Says Yossi, our firewood.
I didn't see.
What's the status of our firewood? Our firewood. You see, you drive through the mountains and you see people have these stockpiles of firewood.
That's the arranged.
So,
I can say logs you can sit on, but if branches, you're not going to sit on branches. You can
so
sit on
branch.
Log, like log.
Nobody sits on firewood. Meaning, could be these branches, certain kinds of branches.
Logs. People would sit on.
Okay, so
like
look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham makes an interesting point. M. Cain, based on the he quotes the Magen Mishnah we just learned. And he says, based on this Magen Mishnah, our firewood, our stockpiled firewood, is not exactly like the Chariel Shel Dekel that the Rambam Paskin like. Im kein be'etzim shalanu, that they are just,
they are sticks,
not kaimili. It's not like sometimes you use firewood for this, sometimes you use firewood for that. No, firewood is just used for a pile of firewood. So he says they'll be just like a stone, because you never sit on firewood. And therefore, you will need a maisa like a pile of stone. So it's not a difference between wood versus stone. It's a question of things that are sometimes used for chairs usable. And sometimes for wood.
It's usable, right?
As opposed to stones, which are not used for chairs. They're just piles. Okay, let's finish up. That will be next week. Hold that for next week, because it's going to be a whole sugya, a different sugya. Paperweights are going to be a different sugya. I know. I know. Stay away from it. We'll analyze it. We'll have a full shiur on it next week. We will. Okay. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, and you'll see everything coming together right now. Chorios, bottom of page 2. Shulchan Aruch has two seifim. We're going to do Sif Chaf and Sif Chaf Aleph. Wow, we did two seifim today. Sometimes we don't even do one. Today we're doing two. But the reason why we're doing two is because the whole point of these seifim is to see the contrast between the two seifim. Chorios, says the perish anafim, branches, shel dekel of a palm tree, shekotzet some of the strafer, that you harvest them initially for firewood. Muktzim heim for asl tatlim, they're muktzah. However, yoshav aleihem ma'at mi ba'od yom, if you even sat on them for a moment from Erev Shabbos, mutter leishav aleihem b'Shabbos, you could sit on them on Shabbos. And when he says sit on them, we'll see that means you could even move them with your hands to be able to sit on them. The kol shekein, and certainly...
Even though that's not going to be a seat after Shabbos?
Yes. The fact that you sat there, correct. Yeah, that's the kula of Rav Asi. As long as you sat there once randomly, you're already allowed to sit on there for Shabbos, even though you're going to go, it's just like a camp...
You're designated to sell as well.
That's correct. That's correct. Because since you did one, you once were Megali Yodas, so you could consider this a chair. And again, it's based on what we said, based on that Magen Mishnah, that since it's something that sometimes is used for sitting on. Kol Shekeinim Kosher Leishav, certainly if you were tie them together on Friday, or Choshev Aleim Ibold Yom Leishav Aleim, Afilu B'chol, fine. That's the din with Chariel Shodeka. Sifchafalf, Aval, that's the big Aval. Midbach Shel Avanim, a pile of not sticks, but a pile of stones. Even if you intended and had chavana and want to designate these stones to become my chair, sorry, also leishav aleihem el imkin limdum peirush sidrum, unless you arrange them and reconfigure them with a maisa on Friday. That's the Rambam. That's the chiluk that we learned. That's the Magen Mishnah. It happens to be that we don't really paskud like this. Hagah, the Rama is going to quote a Mordechai. We happen to paskin, I'm not going into that, because that's not where the lumdus is, but it happens to be, we happen to paskin that stones also, as long as you sat on a pile of stones, that will also be enough. Okay. Now let's finish off. I don't really have to do the... Okay, we'll stop here. That was basically a presentation of the sugya of piles of stones, piles of sticks. Halacha l'maaseh, the Rama says that both, for whatever reason, we're not going into why the Mordechai says this, but halacha l'maaseh, as long as you sat on it, even if you didn't designate it, you didn't do any maaseh, as long as you sat on it once on Erev Shabbos, once. Niba Odiyom means before Shabbos. Could be on a Wednesday, could be a week before. Yeah, doesn't mean right before Shabbos. As long as you sat on it once, that's already enough of a Gilui Das that this is, at some level, considered a seat, and therefore you're allowed to sit on it and move it with your hands on Shabbos. Bez Hashem, next week, we're going to... So what comes out? Let's talk about that cell phone. That cell phone, when it breaks, is a what? What's a broken cell phone? Your old cell phone that's broken without a battery. It's a Muxamach on Skufo. What do you have to do with it to make it into your toy that you can handle it on Shabbos?
Sit on it and play with it.
As long as he played with it once.
Yeah, play with it, yeah.
You don't have to designate it, this is now going to be a toy.
It's a mice.
You don't have to do a mice. You don't have to do
it. He's a mice. He's playing with it.
Right. And don't say the word, I don't want to use words that he's doing a mice with it. As long as he sat on it once. I mean, he used it once, even if he didn't do a maisa with it. He didn't make a change to it. He didn't make any mark or any change to it. That self should be enough to make the self, that old cell phone, into a toy.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.